to help us during this fund drive, the only alternative radio of the membership drive. It's your turn now to step in and go, yes, I can do this. 303-449-4885. And thank you. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins.
Well, good evening. Good evening, gentle listeners, as Dave Ashton would say. And welcome to Schultegale. Welcome to this special Schultegale, and it's special for several reasons. One is that it's celebrating the 40th anniversary of KGNU. We had our actual birthday a couple of months ago, but we still... the whole year is a celebration for us. It's special because it's the summer membership drive, the fun drive, and we'll be asking you for money this evening. And it's special because I'm saying we, and I'm not using it editorially. I'm joined in the studio by KGNU volunteer and Schultegale team member Roger Hara.
Good evening. Good to be here with you, Fergus.
Glad to be teaming up with you. This is our first joint effort, and I'm hoping it's going to go well. And the way it will go the best is if you all start calling in and telling us that you want to support Schultegale and KGNU. And the way to do that is to call 303-449-4885. And just say, want to contribute. Memberships are $60, and what a bargain they are. The cheapest they ever got, really, as a full membership was $40, and that was 40 years ago. The Consumer Price Wow. Index has gone up about 500%, maybe 700% since then, and we are merely 50% above what we were asking 40 years ago. So what a great deal. So... just for that, hey, it's a great deal. Call for that, 303-449-4885. And before we go into what we just heard, I want to just take a moment to let everybody know what you just heard over the last hour. Of course, you know Maeve Conran. She's here every day. She's been doing a great job as our news director for years now. But she was here with David Barsamian, who, for many of you, I'm sure, a familiar voice, But I don't know if you know, he just mentioned that he's been here since 1978, but some of the important work that he did in his programs, he didn't come here to do alternative radio. David came to KGNU with the idea for a music program called Ganges to the Nile. And it was the music of the Arab world all the way to, well, really from India through the Arab world, including Egypt and, of course, northern Africa. It was a wonderful program, but then the hostage crisis began during the Carter administration in Tehran. A bunch of the Ayatollah Khomeini was in exile, but many of his followers took over the U.S. embassy, took 50 or so Americans hostage, and it took most of the year, and in fact, that whole thing probably cost Carter a second term as president. Well, America being what it is, and America's mass media being who they are, the call went up immediately to drop nuclear weapons on Iran and just to turn the whole place into a giant pile of glowing sand. That was, it was jingoistic drum slogans for beating the war drums were all over the media, while at that time, David Barsamian took his program and began interviewing Iranians about the nature of Iranian culture and civilization and religion and philosophy and the like. He gave a human face to the Iranians in Iran and also, of course, to the many thousands, the several thousand who were living in Boulder at the time. So from his early days, this was 1979, I think, early days of his time here in KGNU, David was stepping beyond the initial expectations for his program and turned it into something that was a great community service, not merely a pleasant way to pass a couple of hours listening to music, but really an educational and life-changing experience. So I'm just saying hats off to David Barsamian for 40 years of inspired radio programming, as well as who does pledge rapping better, huh? Roger, am I right?
Well, Carl Cumley might
Carl is very good.
Carl has been on air for 35 of the 40 years that KGNU has been on the air. And I would like to give a personal shout out and thank you to Carl for all of the work that he has done for the Celtic music scene in Colorado, for KGNU, and for getting me this gig as a DJ. Without him, I would not be on the air. And I'd also add a thank you to current member Ayana Real, who gave us a generous additional contribution tonight. She says, thank you for the inspiration. And a special thanks to Kathy Emery for her generous donation. She says that she values KGNU and alternative radio, especially during these times. And then a thank you to Janice from Denver for her meaningful donation. We'd like to hear from more of you making similar kinds of donations. Call in 303-449-4885. We have a crew of volunteers waiting by the phones, ready to take your donation in support of KGNU.
Let me take just a moment before we get back to music to tell you what music you heard already. We began the program with a track from The Chieftains, album number 7, and it was called Away We Go Again. And I thought it just made sense to start our program with that, and it was a lovely a combination of instrumentals. We followed that. Well, it's a special day in the Irish diaspora for another reason. It's the anniversary of the Battle of the Boyne, which was fought in 1690, July 11th, according to the new calendar. It was July 1st on the old calendar, but we're going to use the new one. So it was, this is the anniversary of it. The Orange Order in Northern Ireland celebrates the victory of King William and his troops on the 12th of July by marching through various parts of Belfast, but it was, in fact, the battle was fought on the 11th. It's one of the saddest days in Irish nationalist history. They had hoped with a victory to replace James II, Stuart, on the throne of England, and would benefit from that by experiencing religious freedom because Ireland had been rendered a Protestant nation under Cromwell a half century earlier. And there was great hope that by getting James back on the throne after he had been ousted by William of Orange, that things would be better for the Irish. James did not win the battle. William's forces won the battle. James left the battle early and returned to France to be with his cousin Louis XIV. Even though Mary, the wife of William of Orange, was his niece, there just weren't enough royals to go around in those days to fill all the jobs. In any event, we heard a group called Nacasity from an album called 1691, all songs about the Williamite Wars, that began with the Battle of the Boyne and ended after the Battle of Aughrim and the siege of Killarney, again, in a defeat for the Irish nationalists and a victory for the Unionists. Now then, let's go back to more music. And in fact, we've got something from the New Bin, just to continue that thought. A group, I think they're from Georgia, at least the record was recorded in Georgia. They're called Wolf and Clover. And the tune we're going to hear, it's a brand new album, and it's strictly titled Wolf and Clover. We're going to hear the tune After the Battle of Aughrim in a medley with Sean Ryans and Maggie in the Woods. Here's Wolf and Clover. Well, that's local heroes Cole Cannon, longtime friends and longtime masters of the genre, from their newest album, Wild Orchid. And we heard Ah Surely and The Reconciliation. Good folks and longtime fans of KGNU, as well as all of that. Good evening. Once again, let me tell you that you're listening to the Summer Fund Drive and the Sholta Gale version of that on KGNU. I'm your host, Fergus, and with me in the air studio is Roger Hara, who is going to sort of take over after this music selections. But let me just say what you heard. We started with Wolf and Clover and a medley that started with After the Battle of Ahrim. And am I saying that right, Roger?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Then following that was, come on, here it is, Sean Ryan's and Maggie in the Woods, a couple of reels, from a new album called Wolf and Clover. Don't know much about it other than some names, that neither one of which is Wolf or Clover of the musicians. but it reminds me that Celtic music is not just a historical artifact that we go digging around and try to find. That's kind of one of my specialties, is the historical music, but it's very much a living, breathing thing, an art form that has, in fact, I think probably more devotees now than at any time in the past, because of the glory of the music and the richness of the story that it tells. Before we go any farther, just let me, again, orient you. It's our 40th year of, it's actually now our 41st year of making waves, and we want you to make waves with KGNU by becoming a member for as little as $5 a month. We'd love to hear from other solar members who want to increase their monthly donation by a dollar or two a month, or even 10 bucks a month. I've been on the 10 bucks a month plan for a long time now, and I never even notice it. So if you're worried, take it from a veteran who can. We've got some special gifts and so on. There's a new 40th anniversary hat that I can't wait to get a copy of. And we got T-shirts and mugs celebrating our 40th anniversary. And as well, any pledge. If you pledge at all to the program tonight, your name will be entered in a drawing to win 2 3-day passes with camping to the Folks Festival at Planet Bluegrass and Lions next month, August 17th through 19th. You've got just 5 weeks to get ready for that event, and you might win by putting, by giving us money. Give us money. We call it membership. You can call it anything you like, but we want some funds, and this is a fund drive. I want to say thanks to our new member, Dana Castronova, who says, I think it's really important to support this kind of local media, and you guys do a great job of keeping everyone informed. Couldn't have said it better myself, Dana, and thanks very much. Thanks to Kimberly for her generous donation and kind words. She'd like to thank us for all of our programming. Wow, a truly broad-minded individual with Catholic tastes, Catholic with a small C in this case. And thank you to Debbie McWilliams for her special donation. She says, we love your program and we listen to it all the time. Love it all. So you can join them and many other of your community, your fellow community members, by calling us at 303-449-4885 and say, I want to send you some money. What do you got? How about concert tickets, hats, T-shirts? So there's a half hour left in the program, and I'm going to let Roger take over with the music selections here. Roger, in case you don't know who he is, has for many years now provided the Celtic Connection magazine with Caolta Notes. He does the Sholta Gale calendar. If you want to know who's playing where and when, Roger is the man who knows, and he's ready to tell you about it. So, welcome to Sholta Gale. Kind of belated, you've been on the masthead for about a little over a year,
a
right?
A little over a year.
Spring last year.
Yeah, going into my second year now.
Wow. Okay. And how's it going so far?
It is so much fun, and I enjoy the people I have met. I enjoy sharing my love of Celtic music with the loyal listeners of KGNU. and appreciate everyone who calls in to 303-449-4885 to speak to one of our volunteers on the phone. If you can't get to a phone, you can go online, kgnu.org, and make a pledge and take advantage of the opportunity to get a 40th anniversary hat, t-shirt, a mug, and enter the drawing for the tickets to win a pair of 3-day passes with camping to the Folks Festival on August 17th and 19th. You'll hear a lot of different groups, not a lot of Celtic, but certainly a lot of folk groups familiar to KGNU listeners. If you want to hear Celtic music and enjoy the kind of proliferation of new music that Fergus was talking about, this weekend coming up at Clements Park in Littleton, go to the Colorado Irish Festival and hear new, young, talented Irish musicians, Cassie and Maggie, the Go Set, Jig Jam, and the music from local bands, the Commoners, Chancers Hooley, the McDeviants, and then in particular, a terrific group from County Galway, I think from County Galway, called the Screaming Orphans Sisters. And we have a song from them teed up called Summerfly that we'd like you to hear next.
Well, cool. Pledging online is secure, but it's not nearly as much fun as calling up and talking to Keith, Martin, Andrea, Kathleen, or Lucy at 303-449-4885. What was the name of this group again?
The Screaming Orphans, and the title of the song is Summerfly.
In another younger day, I could dream the time away in the universe inside my room. And the world was really mine from June to September. And if it wasn't really so, I was looking up to know, and I was looking up to wonder why. Because the pure and golden high is all that I remember. A summer fly was buzzing every night when I was young. In the gentle world my childlike senses knew. And the world was just my cousin, and the wind was just their tongue. In the voice my lonely moments listened to. And I look at me today, and the dreams have gone away, and I'm where I never thought I would be. Seeing things I never thought I would see happening to me. And I lay awake at night till the darkness goes to light, hearing voices calling out my name, droning over and again the same message to me. Crying, who's your partner? Who's your darling? Who's your baby now? Who wakes up at night?
Just their tongue. In the voice my lonely moments listen to. Irish dance. Hey! Master goes home with a bucket of Sandy Mount sand. And fresh fruit and veggies, smelly fish, they have them all. Their saddened, hardened faces still they smile and have a ball. They'll make you buy your dog a dozen roses. They are the Moss Street girls, this is the street their world. Their seducing smiles are nothing you'll never know. They will allure you, they'll put you in a trance. Before you know it, you'll be tapping the street, doing an Irish dance. Hey! I asked her, would she sing me a song? She turned to me with angry eyes. I asked her, Rosie, what is wrong? The foreigners in the market, the vermin of the world, with all their ugly faces from lands you've never heard. Oh, what a shame you never know them. Oh, what a shame you never know them. They are the Moss Street girls, this is the street they're world. They will allure you, they put you in a trance. Before you know it, they are the Moss Street girls. This is the street their world. Their seducing smiles are nothing you'll ever know. They will allure you, they put you in a trance. Before you know it, you'll be down the street, doing an Irish dance. Hey!
Shoal to Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
So you just heard a set that began with Summerfly from the Screaming Orphans. Screaming Orphans are four sisters, the Diver sisters from County Donegal. That was followed by an original composition by Linda Bolander, the fiddler for Chancers Hooley, called Paddy in Budapest from their album Fish on the Line. And the last song you heard was from The Elders, their American Wake CD. And you can see and hear all three of those groups this coming weekend at the Colorado Irish Festival. And they are in need of volunteers at the Colorado Irish Festival. And it is from volunteers like Fergus and me that you're hearing the music tonight, and that you enjoy the programming that you get on KGNU, because each of us is allowed to choose the music that we play and the topics that we talk about. And it's because of your support from the pledges that you make that volunteers like Fergus and me can indulge our love of what we do and share the music with you that we do. So to continue that support, please call 303-449-4885 or go online to make a secure pledge at kgnu.org.
And the fact that Roger and I are volunteers, and most every other one you hear talking on KGNU's air, means that the money that you send us goes much farther. Our yearly budget looks like the monthly budget of a commercial station, because so much of the service, so much of the work that's done here is done without being paid for. It's done by volunteers. Another advantage to having it be volunteers is that, of course, volunteers don't have time to put in 40 hours a week at the station, and so it takes lots more. A typical station might have a staff of a couple dozen, maybe, including mostly sales force and things like that, and some DJs, some engineers. We've got 300 or 400 volunteers. And that means that when you're listening to music on KGNU, you're getting music from the KGNU record library, which now contains over 50,000 CDs. Yes, over 50,000 CDs. But as well, you're tapping into the record collections of each and every volunteer who brings a show to the airwaves here. And so you have access. There was a time 35 years ago, in fact, almost exactly, was when I tendered my resignation from the KGNU payroll. But I was on a program back then in the early 80s with the program director of another station, a commercial station that is now part of the giant corporate behemoth of stations that owns over 1,200 of them. This was they were actually fairly local at that time. They just owned themselves, but were a commercial station. And I said, at that time, CDs hadn't been introduced yet, but we had thousands of LPs in our library. And of course, all the volunteers could bring in whatever they thought would make a good show. I asked this person from the commercial station, and it was high-powered station, big budget, wound up being sold for $27.5 million back then. I said, how many records are there in your library when a DJ wants to play something? What are his options? And he said, we have about 500 albums in our library. I said, well, there's 125 new albums are released each week by the record industry. Don't you care about those at all? And he said, it's really not our job to break new music. Meaning, of course, trying out new music was to be done someplace else, someplace where it didn't matter. They were only going to play stuff on their Boulder station that had been focused, grouped, and tested and deemed to be appropriate by listeners in some other community, or perhaps by executives at the corporate headquarters. Well, that's not the way we do it at KGNU. KGNU is the very opposite of the top-down management style. We are a grassroots, a bottom-up organization, and the energy that runs KGNU comes from volunteers. The organization that helps us that allows us to work efficiently and to work together comes from the paid staff. And it's a handful of folks, just a very few, who are paid just a very few dollars per year to do their job. And their job is to make it possible for the volunteers to make radio. They're doing a great job. They've been doing it for 40 years. And we ask that you acknowledge the fact that this is a very different listening experience, a very different way of making radio. And call us at 303-449-4885 and say, yes, I want to be a member. Join Dana and Kimberly and Debbie and become a member of KGNU. Doesn't take long. 303-449-4885.
And I want to give a shout out and a thank you to those members who give on an ongoing basis. They are sustainers of local radio, Solars. There's Dean and John, Deanne and John in Boulder, Nancy and Kenneth in Louisville, Richard and Jan in Flat Rock. I have no idea where Flat Rock is.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I haven't either.
Richard and Jan, give us a call. Up your pledge by a dollar or two a month and tell us where Flat Rock is.
Yeah. And Doug in Commerce City, Cecilia and Army in Boulder, Judith and Wags in Longmont, Jerry in Nederland, Mary and Mark in Nederland, All of them are sustainers of local radio. Please become one and help Fergus and me continue to introduce new albums. Every time I go to Ireland, I pick up new albums, bring them back, and share the new music that I find with the listeners of KGNU and Seolta Gael.
If you don't get over to Ireland very often yourself, you're lucky because your community radio station has people who know their way around there. What are we going to listen to next, Roger?
The next song that I would like our listeners to hear is one from a local group called Avornin, and it's a fiddle set number three. Fiddle set Kieran Kelly's and the Stony Steps.
I like these guys. I think they have a really wonderful sound.
They do, and you can hear them at the Colorado Irish Festival this weekend.
How convenient. Again, the number is 303-449-4885.
Thank you. to tell her it's just that time of day. The work week is all over now, it's time for us to play. We'll sing and dance and drink and shout, the crack is 91. Join us now, the fun has just begun. Jerry's singing Christy songs, Billy thinks he's cat. Paul has fallen to the floor, he won't remember that. There's far too many fun and games, we'll all end up in jail. It's Friday evening in the Rusty Nail. Billy thinks he's followed by the shadow of the moon. Jerry's wife walked out the door, he said it's not too soon. Paul is drinking 16 pints and thinks he's in the band. Looks like things are getting out of hand. Jerry's singing Chrissy songs, Billy thinks he's cat. Paul has fallen to the floor, he won't remember that. There's far too many fun and games, we'll all end up in jail. It's Friday evening in the Rusty Nail. Jerry sings James Connolly when someone shouts the sash. The band strikes up a lively tune, so people start to dance. The Belfast crowd is shouting out, can't hear a word they say. Just one more pint and we'll be on our way. Jerry's singing Christy songs, Billy thinks he's cat. Paul has fallen to the floor, he won't remember that. There's far too many fun and games, we'll all end up in jail. It's Friday evening in the Rusty Nail. Chrissy songs, Billy thinks he's cat. Paul has fallen to the floor, he won't remember that. There's far too many fun and games, we'll all end up in jail. It's Friday evening in the Rusty Nail. The night is almost over and we're headed for the dawn. They're cleaning up the tables, most everyone is gone.
Well, the night is almost over for Roger and for Fergus. It's been the Schultegale program this evening. I want to say thanks so much for all of you who pledged tonight, who gave us your money, because it's a fun drive. It's the summer fun drive. Roger?
We had a goal of $120 for our show, and we exceeded the goal. So thank you, everyone, who called in to 303-449-4885 to make a contribution to support KGNU.
Nice working with you, Roger.
And you, Fergus.
It's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
What makes you want to make waves this summer with KGNU?
This is Marty Derlin, manager of KGNU from 1988 to 2007. So proud of you, KGNU. Proud of your diverse and bold choices in music and your commitment to local news and public affairs. In awe of the handful of staff and hundreds of volunteers who make KGNU happen and the thousands who support it. Thank you.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
Je viens, je n'en sais rien, d'un sapiens ou d'un saurien, du grand Big Bang, d'un petit rien, d'où vient ce gang de terriens? De qui découle le sang neuf, qui de la poule, de l'œuf, et si l'homme est le parent de la pomme et du serpent? Ni toi ni moi, les toyens, les papas des citoyens, quelques mains et des dents, avec le plein d'humains dedans. À trop rêver, le cœur comme une éponge, la vérité, c'est que l'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe.
était-elle?
L'homme songe.
Mami a le mon sac de mon Adama. Gene ci mon mama awa. Mailen khel de volen teranga.
Camarade, compagnon, Néandertal et Cro-Magnon. Quelle est la bonne hypothèse? Ce n'est qu'une erreur de genèse. A trop ravé, le cœur comme une éponge. La vérité, c'est que l'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. Je délaisse à la prose la question qui rend fou. Les finesses dans les roses, les garçons dans les choux. J'aime envisager que le chaînon manquant dans les bras de Morphée repose évidemment.
Gamnani, ken manul ni man. Fanga juge, fanga juge, fanga juge.
Trop écouté, des tonnes de mensonges. La vérité, c'est que l'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. L'homme descend du songe. L'homme songe, descend du songe, descend du songe, descend du songe,
descend du songe,
descend du songe.